This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Ron Cyrak is a senior writer at Golf Digest and the recent recipient of the LPGA Media Excellence Award for his longtime work covering the LPGA. It's a pleasure to welcome Ron Cyrak back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Ron.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
My condolences on the Steelers.
Well, we were playing shorthanded. They put up a better effort than I thought they were going to put up and went right to the end.
Yeah, pretty banged up, but I'd be scared.
Knew they couldn't make a mistake, and they made a mistake right with late in the fourth quarter with that fumble, and that was it. Yeah.
Speaking of fumbles, earlier this week we find out Greg Norman out at Fox. Were you surprised when you heard this news?
I guess I was surprised with the suddenness with which it happened. He essentially did one major tournament for them. He did the U.S. Open. He also did the four ball. He did the Franklin Shark Shootout. But he really did the one tournament, and he was out. But it sort of fits into some of what I was hearing. I heard there were factions within the U.S. Golf Association who were quite disappointed with Fox's coverage at Chambers Bay, and that they were disappointed with Greg's work. So you sort of wonder, what sort of role did the USGA play behind the scenes in this move?
Well, turning lemons into lemonade, this will help Fox seemingly get better on their broadcast. Well, I mean, it's a big change. I mean, that was the big name. That was the get. And they're saying it didn't quite work out. Now they can really seemingly get down to the nuts and bolts of putting out a good broadcast.
Yeah, and what I'm hearing is that Greg, you know, and Greg has a relationship with Fox going back many, many years. Back in the mid-90s, when he had the idea of creating the World Tour, Fox was going to be the TV partner. Dave Hill was the head of sports at Fox at that time. Rupert Murdoch's a fellow Australian. So he has a lot of personal ties with them. And what I'm hearing is that Greg was also playing a larger role than some people would have liked in determining and shaping who the team was that they had out there, because he had the ear of people. He could go over some of his boss's heads right to the very top of the Fox empire and have input into who they put together in their team. And that may have played into this too.
Now, as you and I are talking, this is fresh news, and some of the things being bandied about, the name being bandied about is his replacement, maybe Paul Azinger.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good call. Paul's got a contract with ESPN, but so did Dottie Pepper. And ESPN let Dottie Pepper go to CBS. She's going to still do work for ESPN, but ESPN only has one golf property now. They let the British Open Championships, they had the three Open Championships, the men's, the women's, and the seniors, they let those go, and now they only have the Masters. So they could very well keep Azinger to do the Masters, do some studio work on SportsCenter, but also let him go do work for Fox. Look, part of the problem that faces Fox in developing a cohesive golf broadcast is they only have the USGA events, and they really aren't getting enough reps to get better. They did better in the Women's U.S. Open than they did in the Men's U.S. Open. They went to a three-person booth there, moved Julie Inkster into the booth with Greg and Joe Buck. But when NBC had the U.S. Open, they also had the Players' Championship and the Ryder Cup and the Florida Swing of the PGA Tour. They had all these opportunities for their team to develop a chemistry and get better, and Fox lacks that right now. It's a big challenge for them.
And is this fair, Ron? Although Julie's been doing this a little while, Dottie, of course, has done it for years, and Faxon and some of these guys, but they're not broadcasters. They're golfers by profession. And they kind of, to your point, show up every now and then under this contract, and maybe they need to do it more.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that again, that was one of the problems with Greg. I remember a moment during the Women's U.S. Open. I was at Lancaster for that tournament, Lancaster Country Club in Pennsylvania. And at one point, I'm in the press room and the broadcast on TV. It's Sunday, and they're setting up the round, the final round. And Norman says to Julie Inkster, "Julie, who's back in the pack who could make a move today? I'm not really very familiar with these players." And that's like a stunning admission to make on the air. That and to go back to Dottie Pepper, Dottie has a 3x5 note card on every player in the field at every tournament. And, you know, doing multiple tournaments, you have repetitions in there and everything, and you get to know who they are. You can't just parachute in and do golf. You really have to do a lot of homework, and you have to be really up in the background.
We're talking with Ron Cyrak, senior writer at Golf Digest. Let's, a couple of minutes, turn our attention to some of the golf on the golf course. Jordan Spieth, out of the box, winning at Kapalua. Did that surprise you?
I'll tell you what it did is it really pleased me greatly, because I was very curious to see how he was going to handle this year. And the message that he sent at the Tournament of Champions was, hey, I had a big year last year, but I'm not taking my foot off the gas pedal. And when I look at Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods and Annika Sörenstam, part of what made them really great is they forgot their victories as quickly as they forgot their losses. You know, they had an insatiable hunger. They won one tournament, they forgot about it immediately and wanted to win the next, and I'm starting to see that in Jordan Spieth. I don't think he's going to be a guy who's going to get complacent out there. I think the fire burns within him very intensely.
Well, I also think it is interesting these days. Jordan played in the Hero World Challenge and went over to Australia. I mean, he didn't really stop. He's the one who said, I don't want to look at this as a brand new year. It's a continuation of last year. And he really didn't stop. He just took the 3 or 4 weeks off that he might have taken otherwise.
Yeah, and you know, he made a big statement that's gonna make the people the Hyundai people at TOC very, very happy. But just by playing in that tournament, a lot of guys after the year that he had might have skipped that tournament. Look, they had the best field this year that they've had in about 10 years there. And back in the days when Ernie Els and Tiger Woods had some memorable shootouts out there. But for the last few years, a lot of people had been, because the season goes so late and because there are all these enticing appearance fees in the Middle East coming up over the next few weeks, they would have taken that week off and not gone to Hawaii. You know, and Hawaii is, you know, you're sort of going out of your way to go to Hawaii. It's not going into Atlanta. And they would skip it. And he really, it's a continuation of what we saw when he played Hilton Head after winning the Masters, when he played John Deere after winning the U.S. Open and the week before the British Open. He really showed his commitment to all the tournaments on tour, and that's a very, very positive. It's got to make Tim Fincham sleep with a smile on his face at night.
And of all the things he's done, it's that attitude, I think, that makes him the most compelling.
Well, you know, when I was doing a story on how much money he's making off the golf course right now, I had one person tell me, you know, he's got the whole package. He's got believability. Nobody thinks that last year was a fluke. They know he's going to build on that. He's got longevity. He's only 22 years old, so he's going to be around for a while. And he's got likability. You know, there's just nothing not to like about Jordan Spieth. People love the backstory about his family. They love everything they see about the way he interacts with the fans and the media and the sponsors. Sponsors at golf tournaments. He's the full package, and the ceiling on his earning potential is really virtually unlimited.
And what's funny or odd or different, you know, he's in Abu Dhabi this week. I'm sure there was an appearance fee involved, but he's appearing to be a global golfer. He's appearing to go around the world and spread the game with that goodwill. You know, we used to just think about Tiger taking the appearance fee.
Well, you know, he's a very smart person, and part of what being a global golfer does, that puts a smile on the faces of your sponsors. You know, Under Armour, Coca-Cola, AT&T, the people that he's got endorsement deals with, are happy to see him extend his brand globally. It's good for him. It's good for the business of Jordan Spieth. And that's a fine line to walk, how you develop your business, your brand, your marketing potential, and not lose focus on golf. Tiger did it really, really, really well. And Phil Mickelson does it pretty well, although Phil hasn't globetrotted as much as Tiger did there, but Spieth, by going over there, is really notches up. He becomes not just an American phenomenon; he becomes a worldwide phenomenon.
And before I let you go, it's funny how this works. We started the conversation talking about Greg Norman. There was Arnold, there was Jack, there was Greg, there was Tiger, and now there's Jordan. The game flourished in those years when there was that defining star. Now the game needs help, and the fields are heavy with stars. Do you think golf's in a great spot now?
Well, you know, I just did a piece for Golf Digest in the February issue in my annual money list story, my top 50 on and off course money list story. And the point that I made there is the Tiger Woods babies have arrived. You know, Tiger attracted, part of his legacy is going to be he attracted a better quality of athlete to the game of golf. And if you look at it, when Tiger Woods won his first major, the 1997 Masters, Jordan Spieth was 3 years old. Rory McIlroy was six. Jason Day was seven. Lydia Ko was born 11 days after he won that tournament. These kids all grew up motivated and inspired by Tiger Woods. He set the bar high. He taught them that the impossible is possible, and we're seeing the rewards of that right now. I think golf's got a better talented, better trained, more confident group of players than it's probably had at any time, and that the professional game's in a very good spot.
You're the best. I appreciate you taking the time, Ron. Thank you for doing this. We'll talk again.
Thanks, John. My pleasure.